In question 88, going back to that, it said, what is involved in genuine repentance or conversion? And it had two things, the dying away of the old self and the rising to life of the new. We were taking that second part, the rising to life of the new, and adding more detail to it. What is the rising to life of the new self? The answer is wholehearted joy in God through Christ, and a love and delight to live according to the will of God by doing every kind of good work. And some scriptures to support this. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Then from Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. And here's a commentary on the Heidelberg Catechism on this question. The quickening of the new man is a true joy and delight in God through Christ, and an earnest and sincere desire to regulate the life according to the will of God, and to perform all good works. It embraces three things which are different from what is included in mortification. Number one, a knowledge of the mercy of God and an application of it in Christ. Number two, joy and delight arising from the fact that God is reconciled to us through Christ, and that obedience is begun in us and shall be perfected. And number three, an ardent desire to perform new obedience or to sin no more, but to render gratitude to God during our whole life and to retain his love, which desire is itself new obedience.